Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is a cold day here in St. Louis, but we are warming up inside with great treats from our friends at the St. Louis District Dairy Council, but not just any kind of treats, some healthy choices as well. Our friend Laura Morton, she's the nutrition educator that serves us here at Worldwide KFUO and keeps us smart and healthy eating. Laura, welcome back to Faith and Family.
Thank you. Good morning.
I am so glad you're here. This is probably the funnest program in the world. We get to have really good stuff today, perfect for cold weather. What did you bring today?
Today is Hot Chocolate Day. So this is our second annual Hot Chocolate Radio Show. Maybe we can make it a yearly tradition.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good plan.
There's so many varieties that we'll never run out of new things to try in this category.
Absolutely. What about you, listeners? Do you have a favorite kind of hot chocolate? Is there a specific way that you like hot chocolate? Listeners, you can email us, family@kfuo.org. If you have something that you love about hot chocolate, a certain way that it has to be prepared, you can email us, family@kfuo.org. We have a great panel in studio today, official taste testers in studio with just very discerning palates, I'm certain, who are ready to taste the hot chocolate you've brought for us today, Laura. In studio today, Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Good to have you in studio. What grade are you in, Sam?
Seventh grade.
Seventh grade at St. Mark's Lutheran School in Eureka, Missouri. Glad to have you with us. Also joining us in studio today, Sydney. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning.
Glad you're here. Seventh grade as well, right?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Glad to have you here. And Kaylee, good morning.
Good morning.
What grade are you in, Kaylee?
I'm in fifth grade.
Fifth grade. And next to you, Haley. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
And Haley, what grade are you in?
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade. So fifth, sixth, seventh grade here from St. Mark's Lutheran School in Eureka, all ready to taste hot chocolate. Now, do you all have, is there a certain way to prepare hot chocolate in your home or a certain kind of hot chocolate that you like? No? Yeah. Sydney?
No.
No? Just any old hot chocolate?
Yeah. Hot chocolate packets, pretty much.
Packets?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is that how, do you guys do the packets? Is that how you do hot chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah? Across the board, packets here.
Yeah, even me. There's nothing wrong with the packet. We've talked about this before. The only thing that you have to do with the packet is you have to make it with milk and not water. Because it just makes it so much creamier, mm-hmm. and then you're also getting calcium and protein in there too. So if you're going to use the packet, make it with milk.
See, I'm a purist. When it comes to hot chocolate, it's got to be milk and real. Well, I like hot cocoa.
Uh-huh.
Milk and cocoa and then something to sweeten it as well.
Yeah.
We can
talk about those differences too.
Yeah, there is a difference between the packets and yeah, we'll talk about that. Has anybody ever had hot cocoa made differently than with a packet?
Not really.
No.
Maybe.
Today is a new day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Laura, what are we looking at today? What are we going to sample today?
Today we have one variety of hot chocolate and then one variety of hot cocoa, kind of a mix between hot cocoa and hot chocolate. So the difference is...
Let's see if they... Do you guys know the difference?
I bet you could guess.
No.
What's the difference between hot chocolate and hot cocoa? Anybody outside the studio? We have a whole class of students, fifth through eighth grade. Anybody know the difference between hot chocolate and hot cocoa? Some do. We'll find out here what the answer is. Just a couple of people. So I guess a lot of people don't know the difference between hot chocolate and hot cocoa. What is it, Laura?
Well, they're used interchangeably, and I think that's okay. Mm-hmm. The one similarity is that they are made with milk. You could definitely use any variety of milk, skim 1%, but I went all the way with whole here because I know that you like whole milk, Andy, and it makes it much creamier. But the difference is hot chocolate is made with solid chocolate, so the cocoa powder that's been combined with cocoa butter to create a chocolate bar or chocolate chips. And then hot cocoa is made with the cocoa powder that doesn't have any of that solid fat in there. So it's usually a little richer mm-hmm. when you make it with the chocolate bar.
Of course.
Obviously. But both are pretty delicious.
Yeah, yeah. So did you catch that? The difference here? Hot cocoa is made with just the milk and the cocoa powder and maybe a few other ingredients, whereas hot chocolate is made with like a chocolate bar, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
like bits
of chocolate.
A lot of chocolate. A lot of chocolate. Now, before we taste them, what do you think? Do you think you're going to like one more than the other, taste panel?
I think hot cocoa will be better.
You like the idea of hot cocoa?
Yeah, hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa? As opposed to the chocolate bar? What's that, Sydney?
I think the hot chocolate's going to be better.
Hot chocolate. Yeah, we've got two going on the stove here.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we looking at first?
Well, I like to bring a little bit of variety. Mm-hmm. So I looked up some recipes that I had never tried before. And on the left here, the hot chocolate is an Italian hot chocolate.
Okay.
Which it was Cioccolata Calda, it was called. I don't know if that's pronounced correctly for those who have been to Italy. Anyone in this room been there and had it?
I've never had Italian hot chocolate.
Well, the picture on Pinterest was unbelievably delicious looking. So the Italian hot chocolate uses a cup of milk, a cup of cream, or you could do all milk, but I did a cup of milk, a cup of cream, a little bit of sugar, and a whole lot of chocolate, dark chocolate.
See, this is why we like our friend Laura from the Dairy Council, because she knows how to prepare real hot chocolate. She looks up good recipes and brings us stuff with real milk, real cream, real chocolate. That's the good stuff. When is the perfect time for you for a cup of hot cocoa or a cup of hot chocolate? When do you all like to have hot
After
cocoa?
After you go playing in the snow.
Yeah, I think that's probably an ideal time. Mm-hmm. After playing in the snow. And we've got some snow today here in St. Louis, so you probably haven't been playing out in the snow, though, today. It's a school day still, so mm-hmm. Not much time to play out in the snow. Maybe you need to warm up before you go back out into the snow.
I think any time is a perfect time for enjoying this. But I had Valentine's Day in mind.
Oh, yeah.
With this recipe, right. Which is just around the corner. Or it's Fat Tuesday.
It is.
Today, right?
You're right. You're right.
We used to celebrate that when I was in grade school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, the last day before Lent mm-hmm. begins. Yeah, so we're having some treats before the Lenten season as well. Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, Valentine's Day right around the corner. You guys, do you ever have chocolates for Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Now, Laura, could you melt chocolates from Valentine's Day to make hot cocoa?
Definitely. You definitely could. Traditionally, this Italian hot chocolate is made with very dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Have you all had dark chocolate before?
Yeah.
You know, it's not as sweet mm-hmm. as regular candy bars are or chocolate chips. And that's because there is a very high percentage of cocoa powder in it and not as much sugar in it. So dark chocolate is naturally pretty mm-hmm. low in sugar, and it's high in something called antioxidants, which essentially help our bodies fight off disease. So we can think of really dark chocolate as a health food, I think.
Have you heard of antioxidants before?
No.
No?
Not really.
All right. So something to cover in your biology classes then, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Found in fruits and vegetables, things like grapes and green leafy vegetables, and also found in cocoa, in dark chocolate.
Laura, why are antioxidants important?
They are important. Our bodies produce, our bodies go through a lot of stress every day, just mm-hmm. being out in the environment and just living our lives as we normally do. So antioxidants in food help to combat some of this inflammation and some of this negative vibes that we go through on a daily basis. So we need those antioxidants from fruits and vegetables, and they help us to prevent diseases later in life.
And from dark chocolate.
Yeah. Definitely. Very concentrated source of the antioxidants.
All right. So what is the first recipe up that we're looking at today?
Okay. So the first one, I'll stop stirring this one. The first one is the Italian hot chocolate that we're going to mm-hmm. go ahead and sample. I think it's ready now.
Can you all smell? The studio just smells
smell
so
like
good. Can you smell it?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It
smells awesome.
One of our teachers from St. Mark's, Mrs. A, is in the studio taking pictures today and standing back just, 3 feet and smelling the chocolate. Yeah. Yeah. People, it's amazing when you can smell the chocolate through the studios. People start like swarming to the studios when they smell it around here.
It does smell really good, if I do say so myself.
I agree.
Okay. I'm going to start spooning it out. And this one is made with cream and whole milk. Have you guys learned about vitamins in school at all? The different types of vitamins? They all have different names, but there are certain vitamins, there are four of them, and they're fat soluble, which means we need fat to break them down and use them.
Mm-hmm.
And two of those vitamins are vitamin A and vitamin D, and those are found in milk and cream.
So maybe just pass them down.
Yes,
yeah,
please.
Pass them down and we'll get them across. So vitamin A and vitamin D we find in
milk and in all dairy products. And those actually need fat to be absorbed in mm-hmm. the body. So we do need a little bit of fat in our diets to help us process these vitamins. And vitamin D is primarily found in dairy products. That's where, as Americans, that's where we get our vitamin D from.
Did you know that? That you needed a little bit of fat, healthy fat in your diet in order to process, for your body to use vitamin A and D?
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Yes? Some of you did?
I know what?
Sort of.
Vitamins are complicated business.
They are. Yeah. All right, it's going. I see it's working its way down the line here. We're scooping out. This is, when you say hot chocolate, this is like literally, you have to scoop it. You can't really just pour this stuff.
No, I felt like I would make too big of a mess if I were to just pour it.
Well, because it's thicker than.
It's very thick. It definitely coats a spoon. And I thinned it down a little bit after what the recipe said because it had formed such a thick.
You guys can go ahead and start tasting if you want.
It might be a little hot, so be careful.
Yeah, it might be. Oh, thanks. Do you want to taste some, Mrs. A?
Absolutely.
It's an important job of a teacher to taste hot chocolate. But you're right, it is still very hot, isn't it?
Sorry.
That's okay. That's the best way to have it.
I guess that's how you have to enjoy hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
It's very rich.
Very rich?
Very rich.
Thumbs up.
Good adjective.
Thumbs up. When you, Sydney, what did you think when you first tasted it?
It tastes really chocolatey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? What, Sam? What do you think?
Haley said it's really rich.
Have you, Kaylee, have you ever had anything like this before? Has hot chocolate ever tasted like this before?
No, not really.
It's a little different from the from the hot chocolate, the hot cocoa in the packets.
Mm-hmm. It's better.
Well, of course.
Yeah, it's pretty similar to drinking like a melted chocolate bar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this actually uses something called cornstarch, which you've probably heard of or seen in your kitchens at home.
Oh my.
It uses just a little smidgen of cornstarch, and that helps to give it that really, really creamy texture. So that doesn't all come from the chocolate or the cream. There is a thickener in there.
Mrs. A, what's your review?
It almost tastes like chocolate syrup.
So this is one that you would have in moderation, right?
Yes. Yes. This is definitely an indulgent drink that we're going to make for special occasions. But Andy, you and I talk about this on the show a lot, that we like to focus on the quality of our ingredients that we're using.
Absolutely.
And focus on the benefits and everything that we're eating. So in this little cup of deliciousness, we're getting a lot. One of our daily servings of calcium, we're supposed to have the 3 a day. We're also getting 8 grams of protein in there, lots of the fat-soluble vitamins. So there are benefits to eating deliciously and indulgently.
If you're going to indulge, do it in a healthy way, is what you're saying.
Exactly, because I am a dietitian, but I'm also a food lover. So I love food to taste good and to have high-quality ingredients like the milk and cream that are in here.
So milk, cream, chocolate, you said some sugar, a little bit of cornstarch as well.
Yes. And that milk, cream, sugar, cornstarch, chocolate. That's it.
That's it.
Yes. And the ratios, you could definitely play with them to suit your own personal taste. Like this was a little too thick for me and I wanted it to spoon out easily. So I added a little bit more milk. So definitely very versatile recipe.
All right, panel. What do you think? Is this something you would try at home, that you would try making at home after after playing out in the snow?
Yes.
Definitely.
So chocolate, milk, cream. Have you ever made anything with cream before? How many cooks do we have on our panel today? Anybody like to cook? A few? A few like to cook. Have you ever made anything with cream before?
No.
No? It adds, it makes it thicker. It adds certainly some calories to it as well.
Yes.
And those fats that we were talking about earlier that are important for vitamin A and vitamin D.
Yep. We need the fat to absorb those vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever made anything at home with milk?
Yeah.
Other than cereal, maybe?
Mac and cheese? Mac and cheese? Do you make mac and cheese with milk? Sometimes?
Yeah.
Or you just use water? Well, you know, you boil the noodles in water. The package? Yeah. We add milk to the...
You add milk to the
powder, yeah.
Yeah, milk's one of those things that you... It's very versatile, and it's used in a lot of different recipes. So we use it a lot in cooking at home.
Mm-hmm. I like this. This is pretty good. Now, this is very rich. The one that we'll get to in a little bit,
mm-hmm.
not as rich, but still,
not
this
quite.
Is something that you could have perhaps a little more frequently, the second one?
Yes. And okay. you know, we've talked about this, I think, last year when we did the hot cocoa show, but hot chocolate was traditionally used medicinally. So it was used as kind of a medicine to mm-hmm. prevent disease or treat certain illnesses. If you had a stomach ache or a headache way back in the day, you'd reach for a steaming glass of hot chocolate. But it was a lot different back then. Very bitter, spicy, lots of different herbs and spices added to it. And probably similar, I imagine it being like black coffee more so than mm-hmm. what we're drinking right now.
Have you ever had cocoa without any sugar or any sweetener added to it before? Have you ever tasted it just like the straight up powder cocoa? Have you ever tasted that before?
Yeah.
Or dark chocolate without anything sweetie?
I think so.
Yeah. What did it taste like? Cindy, you responded there. What did it taste like?
Kind of bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So one of the things that really brings out the flavor in cocoa for us, that especially in our culture that we like, is sugar or something to sweeten mm-hmm. it to
exactly.
make it taste, to bring out that cocoa flavor. Without something mm-hmm. to sweeten it, it would be really bitter, as Sydney mentioned before. So certainly something to sweeten it. Now, you have been creative in terms of what you've used to sweeten hot cocoa before as well. You've come up with a couple of ideas that you've used to sweeten hot cocoa
yeah.
before.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you could use any sweetener. You could use one that's already liquid like honey,
mm-hmm.
Or we used agave, I think, last
we
year.
We did, yeah.
Or you could just use regular granulated sugar. This recipe that I'm making now, which is the second recipe, it's Mexican spiced hot chocolate,
mm-hmm.
or hot cocoa, sorry. This one, actually, the recipe didn't call for any sweetness added to it at all. It's supposed to be drunk bitter.
So this is more one of those medicinal hot cocos,
but
right?
I added a little bit of powdered sugar because I wouldn't want to drink it bitter. And I thought, although we do have brave taste testers,
mm-hmm.
that I'd add a little bit of sweetness for you.
That would have been an interesting taste test if we would have served it without any sweetness in it.
Yeah, I was afraid of the reviews we might get with that.
Now, have you ever, to the taste panel, have you ever had hot chocolate or hot cocoa with spices added to it?
No.
Nope.
Ever put any spices in it? How about cinnamon? Have you, maybe not in hot cocoa, are you familiar? You've tasted cinnamon before,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about the idea of putting cinnamon in hot cocoa?
Interesting.
Might try it. Yeah.
Yeah. How about? Have you tasted cayenne pepper before?
Like okay, what that is.
It's kind of like a red powdery.
Yes,
yeah.
very.
Pepper.
It has a lot of heat. Very spicy.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that in hot cocoa?
No.
No. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Just a little bit.
Spice.
Now you said that this next recipe is a. Is a Mexican hot cocoa?
Yes.
And it's spiced?
Yes, it is spiced. It has cinnamon, nutmeg, and a little bit of cayenne. Just a pinch. I have a teaspoon measure that says pinch on it. And I think it's like a 16th of a teaspoon. Just a little bit. So it might have a little bit of a spice to it. So is everyone willing to try it, though?
Yes.
Yeah. We're all game
okay.
here.
I'll try anything chocolate.
So, again, remember the difference between hot chocolate and hot cocoa? Do you all remember?
Yep.
What was in, what makes up hot chocolate versus hot cocoa?
Hot chocolate's more like a candy bar.
Mm-hmm. So it has actual, like, melted chocolate in it, like a chocolate bar melted in it. Whereas hot cocoa, it's going to have the cocoa powder in it, right?
Yes.
The cocoa powder?
Yes. So none of the solid cocoa fat that's normally in the hard chocolate. So it's not generally as creamy. It's a little mm-hmm. bit more, it's not watery because it's still made with that creamy milk, but just a little less rich.
Yeah. So this is a hot cocoa. So now that you've learned the difference between the two, you can be very discerning when you're, you know, outside of here, out at a restaurant or somewhere, and you're a connoisseur of hot cocoa or hot chocolate. You know the difference, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that, Mrs. A? Did you know the difference between the two?
I did not.
I learned this last year when we did the perfect hot cup of hot cocoa, hot chocolate last year. All right, the hot cocoa making its way around. You can go ahead and try it if you haven't yet.
Okay, and this is the Mexican spiced hot chocolate. And I have a recipe that's for one individual serving. But this is something you can make a lot of and mm-hmm. put it in a Tupperware container and reach for this whenever you come in after playing in the snow. So you don't have to do the packets if you want to try this at home. It's 4 tablespoons of cocoa powder and a half of a teaspoon of cinnamon and just a pinch of cayenne pepper. And then you add in milk. And then I added to that about 1 tablespoon of powdered sugar mm-hmm. per serving, just to give it a little bit of sweetness. Otherwise, it would have that bitter mm-hmm. flavor.
Did you want to taste some, Mrs. A? Oh, yeah. Now, what do you think? Did you smell it before you even tasted it? Could you smell it?
It
yeah.
smelled
I can't
really
smell
good.
Anything.
Now, what did you say, Sam? You said it smelled
it
really,
smells
good.
Really good.
What does it remind you of when you smell it?
Cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you smell
cinnamon.
The cinnamon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little bit. I can smell the... A little bit of the nutmeg as well.
I haven't tried this one yet, so I'm kind of nervous.
Bottoms up. It's good. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You can taste the spice. It's a unique taste I've never had with hot chocolate before.
We all had a spill, I think. Can anyone taste the heat?
I know, yeah.
You can? Okay.
Barely.
I haven't sensed that yet.
I like it a lot. I think it tastes really good.
Mm-hmm. What do you... I haven't sensed the you said cayenne in there, right?
Yeah, and it was it was a pinch. It was a little bitty pinch.
I haven't gotten to the cayenne.
We're going
to
get it later.
Yeah.
He's sitting down at our desk.
You can feel it later on. So totally different than anything I've ever tasted before. Have you all ever had hot chocolate or hot cocoa like this before?
No.
With spices? You said cinnamon, nutmeg, a little bit of cayenne. Was there anything else? Any other spice?
Cinnamon, nutmeg, cayenne. Nope. That was it.
Do you think you might have those at home? Cinnamon?
Yeah,
nutmeg?
Yeah, I bet you might.
Probably around Thanksgiving in the fall when you make pies.
Yeah.
Anybody make pies for Thanksgiving? Pumpkin pie or maybe an apple pie. You might have some of those spices around for making those. Try those in your hot cocoa. A little bit of cinnamon. Mix it up. Just don't tell anybody before you put it in. Don't tell anybody in the family before you put it in. Tell them you're making a new recipe.
Surprise them. Both cinnamon and cayenne spices have health benefits on their own. They're both mm-hmm. thought to help increase circulation. So whenever you feel like the numbness in your fingers or something, if like your hand falls asleep, that could be where your circulation has slowed down. So these spices are supposed to help us to increase circulation.
I don't know. After I have too much cayenne, I feel a little numbness too in my mouth.
Yes.
No, there's not nearly that much in this to really make it to burn.
No, I was trying to be very cautious with that.
What do you all think? What do you think about the Mexican spiced hot cocoa?
I like it.
You like it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, all right. So Haley likes it. Kaylee? Yeah.
It's not my favorite.
Not your favorite? All right. Sydney, what do you think?
Yeah, it's good.
It's good?
Yeah. I would drink it again.
Yeah? Sam?
I would probably drink it again too.
Probably drink it again. All right, so it sounds like Haley likes it the most out of everybody here. So a little bit of spice. What do you think between the hot cocoa and the hot chocolate that we tried today? These were two unique kinds. What do you think? Which was your favorite?
Hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa, the second one?
Yeah. No, the first one.
First one, the hot chocolate.
My favorite
hot
was
chocolate.
The second one.
The second one, the hot cocoa with the spices. Sydney?
The first one.
The first one, the hot chocolate.
I like the first one, too.
Sam liked the hot chocolate as well. Mrs. A?
I like them both equally. I'm a big dark chocolate fan.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Laura, what was your favorite today?
I do like both of them, but I'm going to have to say the hot chocolate. The first one. You can't beat that. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, they were both very good. Very good. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about, we'll go over these recipes again so we can share them with our listeners. We'll talk about how to make it through Valentine's Day without, and any holiday really, without ruining our health as well.
Mm-hmm.
And hear more from our student panel here. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
During a recent debate, presidential candidate Rand Paul said, "I think abortion is always wrong. Without the religious foundation that guides us all, I think we have a great risk of going horribly in the wrong direction." The radical pro-abortion group NARAL didn't like the senator's remarks and responded to him with this tweet, "I'll clean up for radio." Keep saying stuff like that and you're going to get punched. The same NARAL recently accused pro-lifers of violent rhetoric that they said begets violence. And the NARAL president accused pro-lifers of using hate-filled rhetoric, adding, "The language you choose matters." I'd like to remind NARAL, punching constitutes violence, and so does the brutal dismemberment of innocent babies in the womb.
Like us on Facebook at Life Issues and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on behalf of Concordia Plan Services, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Housing Support Corporation, Concordia University System, and Corporate Synod, daily reaches out to our members and partners, working together to support our local, global, and international ministries, church workers, and LCMS initiatives at large to carry the mission forward and to serve each other in love. Opportunities to serve, lcms.org/jobsboard.
The legal system is confusing with all the rules and fancy words.
We hear that a lot.
But when I was online, researching how to create a will,
she found our website, MissouriLawyersHelp.org.
There was information on estate planning, family law, probate court.
We can also help you find a lawyer, and we offer a mini law school.
They even have a legal glossary, so I can learn their lingo.
For more legal resources to help you, visit MissouriLawyersHelp.org.
Paid for by the Missouri Bar, Sabrina Barrett, Executive Director.
If you have a question about the LCMS, contact the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Church Information Center, and you'll be connected with a real person who can help you find the answer. Call 1-888-THE-LCMS or 1-888-843-5267 or email them infocenter@lcms.org. Helping you with your questions and finding you resources, the LCMS Church Information Center.
God's word is our great heritage and shall be ours forever. To spread its light from age to age shall be our chief endeavor. I'm William Whedon, LCMS Director of Worship, inviting you to be sure and join us as we romp through chapter after chapter of the Sacred Scriptures, rejoicing in the salvation that's ours in Jesus Christ. Join us.
Thy Strong Word, weekday mornings at 11 on Worldwide KFUO. Underwritten by Lutheran Heritage Foundation, lhfmissions.org.
KFUO embracing today's technologies to bring the good news message of Christ to the world. Listening to Worldwide KFUO on the go with your smartphone doesn't mean you have to walk around with earbuds all day. You can Bluetooth or sync up to listen in your car while driving anywhere. There are many easy ways to listen to WorldwideKFUO.org. On the air, online, and on demand, the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We are enjoying nice cups of hot cocoa and hot chocolate here in the studios on a nice chilly day in St. Louis with our friend Laura Morton from the St. Louis District Dairy Council. She's our nutrition educator and educating us today on the perfect cup of hot cocoa, preparing for Valentine's Day and just enjoying a nice cup of hot cocoa, hot chocolate today with students from St. Mark's Lutheran School in Eureka, Missouri. Students from 5th through 8th grade visiting us here at the International Center, and Sam, Sydney, Kaylee, and Haley on our tasting panel today helping us taste these cups of hot chocolate, hot cocoa. And during the break, Laura, you did something to mix up the was it the hot chocolate?
Yes. The first recipe, which was made with the chocolate bar. I took it a little bit further, and this is an extra special treat, but I thought it was perfect for Fat Tuesday or Valentine's Day. And this drink slash dessert is called an affogato, and it's usually made with espresso over ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought the hot chocolate would be a good replacement for the espresso. So I gave everyone just a tiny little scoop of vanilla ice cream, and then with the hot chocolate in the cup, so it creates kind of like a delicious dessert drink.
Did you all taste it already?
Oh, no.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. They're all so patient and so polite.
How did you refrain?
I know.
I already drank mine.
They're all so patient. Such well-behaved students, Mrs. Dane. Thanks for bringing us great students today. You all have great students at St. Mark's. So this was the hot chocolate with a little scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Yes, yes. And the title of the dessert is affogato, which is Italian for drowned. So we drown the ice cream.
How was your drowned ice cream?
That is delicious. That is really
good. Yeah, it's really, really good.
That was a winner, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little bit of vanilla ice cream. I've had that before, and it was called, we were at a theme park, and they did hot chocolate in the fall with a scoop of vanilla ice cream in it. They called it a snowball.
Oh, I like that.
Drop a snowball in a cup of hot chocolate.
Yeah, it's essentially like a float, a root beer float or something like that.
But with hot chocolate.
Yeah, a little bit more delicious, in my opinion.
Now, you know, I suppose, I don't know if this is really healthy or not, but making snow ice cream, have you ever done that before?
Yeah, yeah.
You could make snow ice cream and then put that in your hot chocolate. I don't know how well that would work, because it's not really ice cream, is it?
Yeah,
it's
a little more icy, not as much cream, but it's still pretty good. I made it last winter, actually, when we had all that snow.
Yeah.
But that's an idea.
So, but you want to use real ice cream. That tastes better, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Would you have even thought of that, putting ice cream in hot chocolate?
No.
Now, again, this is one of those things you don't do every day, right?
No.
Just when it snows. This is not that, because that probably is one of those in moderation type treats.
Definitely,
huh?
Definitely. This is one of those every once in a while after dinner dessert treats. So although I am a dietitian and a nutritionist and I focus a lot on healthy food, I do believe in it's important to learn to cook with these good quality foods, and it's important to indulge in our favorite foods every once in a while.
One of our nutrition educators shared with us the words of wisdom: if it's not consumed, it's not nutrition.
That's true. That's true.
It's not nutrition if it's not consumed. Doesn't matter how healthy the food is, if you have a cafeteria with trash cans full of healthy food.
Exactly.
And no one has eaten the healthy food.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
What's your favorite healthy snack? What's your favorite healthy, nutritious snack? Sam?
Carrots.
Carrots? Do you just like them straight up, just plain raw carrots, or do you eat them with anything else?
I like them just plain.
Just plain. Sydney, what's your favorite snack, healthy snack?
Strawberries.
Oh, I'm with you. I like strawberries too. Yeah. Do you eat them just sliced or just plain?
Yeah,
strawberries?
Just sliced and plain.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Kaylee?
I like celery a lot.
Mm-hmm. Celery, yeah. Do you eat it with anything or just plain?
I like to eat it with ranch to get it more flavor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A little bit of ranch dip. How about you,
Kaylee? I like apples with peanut butter.
Apples and peanut butter, yeah. All good snacks that I enjoy. These kids know that they have some healthy choices when it comes to snacks.
Yeah, those are incredibly healthy choices.
Now, how could we incorporate these into hot chocolate? I don't think I would put carrots in my hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Probably not celery either.
Nope.
Now, strawberries.
Mm-hmm. That could be interesting.
Yeah, that could be
strawberries
an interesting
in the ice cream
combo.
Or chocolate-covered strawberries.
Ooh, add some strawberries to that hot chocolate with vanilla ice cream. That would be delicious.
Yeah,
that's like a hot fudge sundae. With strawberries.
That sounds delicious.
Now,
something that you guys probably consume pretty regularly. Do you drink chocolate milk at lunch or white milk?
Chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm a huge fan of chocolate milk because I didn't like white milk as a kid. I much preferred chocolate. But my mom and my school always encouraged to take the chocolate because although there are a few added sugars, you're still getting the calcium and all the benefits that you'd miss out on if you weren't drinking milk at all. So if you're having chocolate milk every day, something you could also do, put that in the microwave, and that mm-hmm. makes very easy hot chocolate.
I visited a dairy. It wasn't in Missouri. Sorry. I visited a dairy over the Christmas holiday, and they have amazing chocolate milk that you could do that with. You could just put it on the stove and heat it up, and it would be like hot chocolate.
Oh, yum.
It tastes like ice cream, but it really doesn't have that much sugar in it. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
But it tastes like ice cream, and it's just amazing. You just heat it up on the stove, and it's like hot chocolate, or you could put it in the microwave, too.
Yeah.
I'm more of I like it on the stove, though.
Yeah,
I like
it makes it feel more of like a process.
Yeah.
Like you're cooking from scratch.
What do you think? Are you guys going to go home and try making hot chocolate or hot cocoa on the stove?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can use, now we talked about the packets earlier. You can use packets.
Yeah.
What's the difference between using a packet and making it with the ingredients that we talked about today, the cocoa powder and sugar or something to sweeten, or the melted chocolate? What's the difference between a packet and these ingredients?
The main difference is the packet is already done for you, mm-hmm. and it's very, very simple. But the packet contains sugar and cocoa and usually dried milk. And probably a few other ingredients. Sometimes there's a lot of added sodium in there, mm-hmm. and sometimes there's a lot of added sugar. So I'm a big fan of making things myself at home so I can control the amount of sugar that I put in. So the first drink, the hot chocolate that we tried, didn't have many added sugars at all, but mm-hmm. it still tasted pretty sweet and pretty rich. So sometimes when you're cooking, you can add much less sugar than what you'd think, and you still get a delicious end product. So that's one of the benefits of making things from scratch at home.
Yeah, and you mentioned even using honey or agave or something mm-hmm. like that to sweeten it as well.
Yeah, those are both a little sweeter than mm-hmm. sugar, so you can
use
a little less.
Sure, absolutely. So Valentine's Day is right around the corner. What do you all usually have? Do you have chocolates or things like that? Do you usually have treats around Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Do you have class parties too?
Yeah, we do.
So lots of candy, huh? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
a lot. Yeah. Laura, how do we face holidays like that, like Valentine's Day, and not just throw everything down the drain and ruin our health with, you know, tons and tons of sugar and things like that?
Right. It's tough. It's tough for kids too because they're in the mm-hmm. classrooms. With all the class parties usually center around candy and cookies and cupcakes and all these delicious things that are not normally allowed in school, but then on class party day, they're in abundance. So at the Dairy Council, we don't just make hot chocolate in the kitchen all day. We are a nonprofit organization that develops nutrition education materials for schools. And one of the things we do is a Dollars for Dairy grant. And a lot of schools in the area have used that grant to purchase blenders, commercial blenders. And for their classroom parties for Valentine's Day or Christmas, they make fruit and yogurt smoothies instead of cookies and cupcakes and candy. So do you think you guys would be willing to try that, or would you miss out on the cookies too much?
I would
try it.
Sounds awesome.
And the schools make really creative smoothies mm-hmm. for Valentine's Day. You could do a chocolate-covered strawberry smoothie where you use chocolate milk and strawberry yogurt. Really, you can do mm-hmm. any variety.
What do you think about that, Mrs. Dane? A smoothie bar in the classroom.
That would be awesome.
You'd get too crazy.
You'd get too crazy? So one of the advantages, what would be the advantages of having a smoothie? What's the difference between, you know, having a chocolate-covered strawberry smoothie versus, a handful of candy,
yeah.
all those, you know, delicious treats that we
right.
might have?
That's a good question because it chocolate-covered strawberry smoothie doesn't sound like a health food, does it? But in a smoothie, when you're using yogurt and milk and fruit, you're getting nutrients that you need three times a day. So kids and adults are not mm-hmm. getting enough calcium. We're getting a lot of calcium, which you guys probably have learned helps us to build strong bones. We're getting protein and some healthy fats, and then also a serving of fruit, which brings along the antioxidants we talked about earlier mm-hmm. and some fiber. Whereas the candy, I hate to say it, but really you're only getting sugar from that. Even
most
the chocolate
time, yeah.
candies, they're pretty much all sugar. We're missing out on those antioxidants that we had in this chocolate.
So smoothies, are you all fans of smoothies? Do you like smoothies?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, all fans of smoothies here. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite kind of smoothie, Sam? What's your favorite kind?
Probably strawberry banana.
Strawberry banana. How about you?
Yeah, also strawberry banana.
Thanks, Sydney. How about you, Kaylee?
Strawberry banana.
Haley?
Just strawberry.
Just strawberry. I'm with you. I like just strawberry. Banana every once in a while, but I'm more a fan of just the strawberry. Now, you mentioned maybe chocolate milk and strawberry yogurt to make a chocolate-covered one,
yeah.
a smoothie.
Yeah, I've had schools do that before. a lot of schools also get strawberry milk, or a few, not as many, mm-hmm. a few schools get strawberry milk, so they use that to get creative with the recipes. Some schools do recipe contests within the school, so they come up with a new smoothie recipe, and the kids get to name it. So lots of fun activities you can do around smoothies instead of some of the cookies and cakes at the holiday parties.
Smoothies instead of all the lots of cakes. Now, maybe one or two cakes.
Huh? Yeah. I'm not going to come and check. So
make sure that we're eating healthy. Now, smoothies, hot chocolate, all some ideas of how we can include nutrients, the important nutrients that we need, and also maybe indulge a little bit, but still be wise in moderation. All good ideas. What do you all think about the idea of smoothies instead of lots of cakes and candies and all kinds of sugary treats? Would you be all right with that?
I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea?
So you guys, they might notice after they have the holiday party and eat the holiday parties in school, I remember this, mm-hmm. eating way more than you normally would of all the sweet treats. You might not feel as good afterwards.
No.
Or if you have a practice or a game that evening, you really might not feel as good. So mm-hmm. it's good to fuel our bodies with healthy foods rather than so much of the sugary foods. Even though what we tried today was indeed indulgent. It's made with high quality ingredients that I carefully added just a little bit of sugar to.
So what you're saying is I should not have one of these first thing in the morning every day.
Not every
during
day.
The winter.
No. That's one of the important life lessons about nutrition is to learn to spread out the delicious things, not to cut them out, just to not have them every day.
What's your favorite most indulgent treat, like a dessert or a snack or a candy or something? What's your favorite most indulgent? You know, it's just probably not healthy. What's your favorite one?
Gooey butter cake.
Gooey butter cake. How about you, Sydney?
Yeah, also gooey butter cake or gooey butter cake cookies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How about you, Kaylee?
Any type of dessert, but yeah.
Any kind of dessert?
Yeah.
Cakes, pies, cookies?
Cake pops.
Cake pops.
Oh, man.
What's your favorite flavor of cake pop?
I like the vanilla kind mm-hmm. with the cake inside of it.
Mm.
And there's like a strawberry shell.
Haley?
I like a shake.
A good shake, like a chocolate shake or vanilla? Strawberry? Like,
yeah, chocolate.
Probably. Chocolate. Now, these are all reasonable things. Mm-hmm. Now, for our listeners outside of the St. Louis area, they probably have never heard of gooey butter cake before.
Oh, is that a local item?
I think it's a St. Louis thing.
Oh.
I think it is. I don't know. Maybe our listeners
just
outside
so
of St. Louis have heard of it before. It's basically what? It's cake with like lots of sugar and butter.
Butter and gooiness. Flour. I'm not exactly sure. I've never made it. But it's delicious, I can tell you that.
It is. It's absolutely delicious. How, with Valentine's Day on the way, all these treats like this, all these potential treats, we've got to figure out how do we make it through this holiday without just, you know, gobbing or, you know, eating gobs and gobs mm-hmm. of this stuff. You've provided us some good ideas. A smoothie, it might be one way to make it through a party without eating uh-huh. gobs of that. Other things that might be fun treats for Valentine's Day. Any other ideas for fun treats for Valentine's Day? Do you guys have other ideas that might be healthy but still festive? No.
Not really.
I can't think of one on top of my head.
We run across this with all holidays, that there's always lots of indulgences, like around Thanksgiving, there's a ton of food. Christmas, there's all the cookies. So I'm definitely a fan of indulging in your favorites that only come around once a year, but not bringing the holiday throughout the entire week or month of uh-huh. February, or if it's Christmas, December. But just enjoying it on that day and then letting it go. You don't have to buy a lot of candy to keep at home, or you could donate some of your candy that you get at school, or
give it
when
away.
When I said donate, I was picturing myself not taking it out of the house, but just not having it around. So mm-hmm. we don't carry those, all of those sweet treats with us throughout the entire month.
Yeah.
Because Valentine's Day is only one day.
That's true. We do like to stretch out holidays, don't we?
We definitely do.
Especially when it comes to the treats. We like to stretch it out
season,
over time.
It lasts from Halloween through Valentine's Day. And then we kind mm-hmm. of indulge that entire time. Whereas if we just celebrated it on, you know, more one day a week or so, we'd be much better.
Sure, Sure.
And we can definitely still indulge. Indulging one day is not going to derail you or cause you to gain 5 pounds or something like that. People are always concerned with.
You haven't seen how I indulge.
I'm almost sure you'll be fine indulging in your favorites.
Well, we've tried hot chocolate, hot cocoa, a variation on the hot chocolate today. I'd like to go over the recipes again. Maybe we can share them online later on for our listeners as well.
Sure.
We can point them to those recipes. But they're relatively simple. That's what
Definitely.
I like about the recipes you bring us. They're relatively simple. Easy, generally easy ingredients to find.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, we come up with some crazy things mm-hmm. that are impossible to find. But you come with simple ingredients or recipes that have simple ingredients. Why is that key to good nutrition? Coming to, you know, bringing a recipe that has just real basic ingredients.
Yeah, that's a good question because that when you're scanning through recipes at home, if you're someone who cooks a lot at home, or if you're someone who's not cooking a lot but wants to get into it, if you scan a recipe and see a couple ingredients you don't know what they are or you mm-hmm. know you don't have them, that could deter you from making that whole recipe. So I think it's important to cook with things, know how to substitute things that you have on mm-hmm. hand. And I like to make recipes with items that I think most people have in their pantries already.
Sure. Sure. Now, the first one we did was hot chocolate,
mm-hmm.
and there was an Italian name for it. It was Italian hot chocolate,
yes.
and there was an Italian name that I will just botch up, so I won't even try it.
I don't want to say it again either.
in that we had, what were the ingredients again?
That was whole milk, heavy cream, or again, you could use all milk.
Mm-hmm.
You could use a lower fat milk, but you wouldn't get the same exact creamy result. So milk, cream, a little bit of granulated sugar, 1.5 teaspoons of cornstarch, and that I give you the measurement on that because that's kind of a specific measurement, but mm-hmm. everything else you could kind of ballpark. And then this one had 4.5 ounces of dark chocolate. So that's quite a bit of dark chocolate.
Now, the cornstarch really just to thicken it a little bit. Is
yes.
that right?
Yes.
Gives it that thicker texture. So whole milk and possibly cream, depending on how thick, how creamy you want it.
Mm-hmm.
In this room, do we have regular milk drinkers? Anybody drink milk regularly? Whole milk, skim milk, 2%, 1%?
Only chocolate, it sounds
only
like.
Only chocolate?
Well, I drink 2%.
2%?
Yeah.
Yeah? Any other milk drinkers?
I kind of do.
Kind of? Chocolate milk, white milk?
Usually white milk.
Mm-hmm. So this was probably, whole milk is probably kind of a new thing for some of us today, huh? It's kind of a treat. With the chocolate in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the hot chocolate, the hot cocoa that was Mexican spiced hot cocoa, right?
Yes. And this is something else that you could ballpark the mm-hmm. Amount of the ingredients. But I used unsweetened cocoa powder, a teaspoon of ground cinnamon, and just a pinch of cayenne pepper, and mixed that together with a sprinkling of powdered sugar, and then just added in, whisked in milk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all for that one. That's one you can make ahead and keep on hand, or you can just whip up one cup whenever you want it.
That was relatively easy. That one's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
The spices are really kind of what gives it its flair.
Yeah, and there are spices you probably have in your mm-hmm. spice rack at home, but they really add a nice flavor.
I probably wouldn't add like basil or anything like that.
No,
you'd,
it might, I mean, it'd be fun to experiment.
Oh.
Some probably wouldn't work as well as others.
Yeah. Are you going to go home and try these recipes, you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one are you going to try? Which one are you going to try, Haley?
I like the third one the best.
So that was
try that one.
The hot chocolate with the ice cream in it?
Yeah.
What do you think, Kaylee?
I'd try the first and the third one.
Yeah, the hot chocolate and then add some ice cream to it.
Yeah.
Vanilla
hot
ice cream.
Cold go well together.
Mm-hmm. Sydney, do you think you might try one at home?
Yeah, the third one.
The hot chocolate with a scoop of ice cream?
Yeah.
Or what did we call it? Drowned.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
So we drowned the ice cream with the melted chocolate.
Sam, you think you might try some of these at home?
I'd probably try the third one too.
The hot chocolate with ice cream. Yeah. Sounds like everybody liked that one. That one is the winner.
I kind of figured it would be.
Yeah.
Something just told me that that would be a favorite.
Mrs. Dane, you going to try any of these at home, you think?
Sure.
which did you get to try? Was it the hot chocolate?
I tried the hot chocolate.
Mm.
Yes, I would try that.
Who do you like to share a cup of hot chocolate, hot cocoa with? Who do you usually have? Do you just sit down and have it by yourself or do you share it with somebody?
Never share it with anybody.
Never share?
It's all mine.
Yeah.
All yours? You never sit down and, well, maybe they have their own cup of hot cocoa. Who do you like? Do you like to sit down and talk with anybody or sit down and have a cup of hot cocoa, hot chocolate with?
My sister.
Your sister, yeah.
My friends.
Yeah. Sit
my
down,
family.
Friends. Family?
Yeah, family.
Yeah. Laura, do you have anybody? Oh, I bet there's somebody you like
to. Oh, yes. Definitely my family.
Yeah.
I like to have hot cocoa in the morning sometimes. When you're running out the door, if I don't have time for breakfast, because you're getting some good carbs and protein in there, so it's a good quick breakfast.
Put it in one of those little travel.
Yeah, yeah, but
coffee
a little
cups,
bit better
yeah.
than coffee in the morning sometimes.
Yeah, just don't put it in one of those vacuum sealed ones. It doesn't work very well. It doesn't keep all day.
Oh, didn't know that.
I don't think the cream would work so well.
Oh,
in that.
Oh yeah, probably not.
Wouldn't work so well in that. Well, great, great recipes that we'll try to share with our listeners online. We can find out more about the Dairy Council online as well, right?
Yes. Yes. To find out more about the grants that I mentioned earlier mm-hmm. or all of our programs that are available to schools, our website is stldairycouncil.org. And we're also on Facebook at STL Dairy Council.
All right. Facebook. And you can look for St. Louis Dairy Council there as well. STL Dairy Council. You can find them on Facebook. Find them online. We'll provide a link with the archive of today's program as well. Always great recipes to share. Great ideas. Nutrition, education there as well. Thanks so much for spending some time with us, sharing hot chocolate. What do you all think? You got a field trip today. You got to come taste some hot chocolate. The rest of your class didn't get to taste the hot chocolate. Yeah. So you're kind of the envy of all the other 5th through 8th graders at St. Mark's today.
Looking at them out there shaking their head.
The studio's only so big. We can only fit so many taste testers on the panel. So what do y'all think? Was it fun?
Oh, yeah.
It was really fun.
Anybody you want to say hi to with just about another minute or so left? You want to say hi to anybody this morning who might be listening?
Yeah, we were supposed to give some people some shout-outs.
All right, we've got time. Go ahead, Sydney.
Sophie and Elena.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, students listening right outside.
Grace and Andra.
Uh-huh.
And Hannah.
And yeah. Maya.
And Abby.
And Megan.
And pretty much everyone.
Yeah,
and
everybody.
Everybody. Anybody might be listening back at school, or anybody at home might be listening or at work today?
My mom and my brother.
Yeah? All right. Anybody else?
My mom, maybe.
My mom and dad, maybe.
And my mom, too.
Your mom, too? Your mom's
my
listening,
daughter,
too?
They're listening right now.
Now, did you give them the recipe so they can make their own at home while they're listening today?
I didn't, but my mom's a really good cook, so I bet she knows these recipes already.
Well, thank you all for being here today and for being a part of Faith and Family, helping us do this important work of tasting hot cocoa and hot chocolate today. I know it was a tough task. Laura, thanks for bringing it to us again. The STL Dairy Council, Laura Morton, our nutrition educator. Thanks so much. And we'll look forward to your visit next time as well.
Yes, it might be a little healthier next time.
Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word and our guest pastor, our guest host today, the Reverend Randy Asbury, hosting today. Hope you can stick around for that. You're on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for 90 years.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.